96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Every time there's a severe weather in the district, there's a good chance you could lose power. In the leafy D.C. metro, snow and ice-heavy tree branches or trees felled by strong wind can take out electricity to entire neighborhoods, and it takes a while to get it back. Well, that could change if Pepco is able to bury miles of power lines. But it's not as easy as it sounds. Now, D.C.'s Public Service Commission is holding a series of community hearings to inform the public about this. You should be there. Now, joining me to talk about this are Betty Ann Kane, chair of the D.C. Public Service Commission, and Travis Smith, trial supervisor with the D.C. Office of the People's Counsel. If you have questions or comments about this very important activity, this very important project, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or at DailyDrumWHUR. Chair Kane, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Welcome back to the program.
Happy to be able to talk to folks about this.
And Mr. Smith, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Let me get some housekeeping things squared away, first of all, so that people can understand, first of all, who I'm talking to and what this is about. And certainly, Ms. Kane, you are no stranger to Washingtonians, certainly a former D.C. council member. But a lot of people don't see a lot of you now because you are – with the Public Service Commission, not as high profile a position, but no less important. What is it that the commission does?
Sure. The Public Service Commission is an independent agency of the D.C. government. We've got three commissioners. They're appointed by the mayor, confirmed by the council, and we've got a staff of about 85 people. What we do is we supervise, we monitor, and we regulate the utilities that provide natural gas, that provide electricity, and that provide telecommunications service, that is telephone service, to district residents. We don't do water, and we don't do cable, and we don't do wireless phones, but we supervise Washington Gas, which delivers the natural gas to everyone. We supervise Pepco. And we have some oversight over Verizon. And then we also license and monitor and have rules that apply to all of the electricity suppliers and natural gas suppliers that people can choose from to get their actual gas.
And Mr. Smith, for those who aren't familiar, what is the office of the D.C. Office of the People's Counsel, and what part are you playing in this electricity project?
Sure. Thank you, Harold.
Sure.
The Office of the People's Counsel, similar to the Public Service Commission, is an independent agency. The People's Counsel is appointed by the mayor and has to be confirmed by the council. She also has a deputy People's Counsel. In our office, we are what's known as a consumer advocate in the utility field. So what that means is we represent utility consumers and ratepayers regarding electric, natural gas, and telecommunications matters. And we represent them before a host of different forums and venues, such as the Public Service Commission, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the U.S. Department of Energy, the U.S. Court of Appeals, various federal courts of appeal and state courts, as well as the regional RTO, or regional transmission organization, basically the entity that is responsible for the operation of the bulk electric power system that actually covers the district.
Okay. Well, I think that kind of gives people an idea of what role both of you are playing in this. But Ms. Kane, what is PLUG? Where is this burying of electrical lines coming from? What's the genesis of it?
Sure. Well, actually, it started quite a few years ago. First of all, DC Plug is DC Power Line Undergrounding, PLUG. And for years and years, going back to the turn of the century, all of the kind of downtown areas, Shaw and Capitol Hill and Georgetown and H Street and all that area, their wires were underground. Their electricity wires, their telephone wires were all underground, and they've had pretty reliable service. They're not vulnerable to storms. But all of the other areas of the city, the residential areas, most towards 7, 8, except for the very main services, are all above ground. And that causes a problem with storms, as you said. So around 2009, 2010, the commission commissioned a couple studies, said, you know, what would it cost, what would be the benefit of putting a lot of the rest of it underground so everyone in the city could have the same kind of service, reliability. It was very expensive. We figured out cost about $1 billion to put the main significant feeders underground. And the report just sort of sat there until the Duraco came in 2012, for those who remember. And Vince Gray was mayor at the time. He said, we need a game changer. And we had some political will then to look at putting some things underground, more of city underground. Put together a task force, legislation was approved, the council approved it. It is a cooperative program between the Department of Transportation and PEPCO to put a significant number, spend about $1 billion over 10 years, to put a significant number of the remaining above ground main primary feeders underground. That will make a big difference. It's not going to solve every problem, and PEPCO's been doing a lot with other kinds of things also to harden the system. It was all set to go, actually, back in 2014. We approved a 3-year plan, and then a number of people, including the Apartment and Office Building Association and then the federal government, got into the mix and said, they took us to court. They said they wouldn't pay. And to make a long story short, the council passed new legislation, a new way to finance it last year. And now we've got a new plan. We're going to do it 2 years at a time to do parts of it. And it's before the commission for consideration and approval, hopefully by the fall.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about burying power lines here in the District of Columbia. There are a series of community hearings that are coming up. And if you live in the District of Columbia, this definitely impacts you. This will indeed touch almost every community across the district and almost every ward. And that brings to mind a whole host of questions. One of the things, Mr. Smith, on the surface, no pun intended, it sounds like a great idea. And as Ms. Kane spoke about the derecho that came through, we saw a lot of homes in Northwest because it is so green, it is so leafy, because there are so many huge old trees that fell on the wires and people lost power. And the thing I remember most about losing power here in the district is that people complained about the fact that because they didn't have power, they didn't have air conditioning. Right. And so they were roasting, you know, in their homes. Same for the winter months. People have to leave because it is so cold. And so obviously on the surface, again, a very, very good idea. But getting this done is just not some easy job. You got to dig.
That is correct, Harold. And if I could actually rewind back, just provide a very important point of clarification, and that is, so as the chair just said a moment ago, when she was giving the history of the project, the purpose of DC Plug, it is to make PEPCO's electric distribution system more resilient and hardened to major storm outages. That is different than reliability, at least somewhat different, I should say, in that when you start talking about reliability upgrades like that have been discussed a bit in relation to the PEPCO, the PHI Exelon merger and the different merger commitments associated with reliability and PEPCO's improved reliability, that really speaks more to blue sky and regular use of the system. And
blue sky?
Blue sky, basically, literally meaning just that. Let's say there are no clouds in the sky, sun's out, yet lo and behold, you lose power.
Okay.
That's considered a blue sky outage. Whereas what's going on here with DC Plug, again, it is singularly focused on, like I said, hardening PEPCO's electric distribution system in relation to major storm outages. So in other words, making a system more resilient in the wake of major storm outages so that people don't lose power.
Mm-hmm. Now let me ask for even more clarification, because I would want not to assume that the wires that are now on poles, would they just be moved underground, or are we talking about new and improved?
So,
It'll be one of the things that the commission insisted on in the first go round, and I'm sure we will be looking at in this go round as well. Is that when they go underground? First of all, they go in conduits, they go in cement conduits, et cetera. But that a lot of new electronics and sensing things that they're capable of doing two way, that they're capable of detecting outages, that there's a lot. It's not just taking the old wire and sticking it underground. It'll mm-hmm. be upgraded.
Okay. And now, also, Harold, I'm sorry, just to be clear, not all wires that are currently on poles will be going underground.
Right.
Getting back to what the chair said in her the history that she provided regarding DC Plug. So DC Plug will only looks to underground a select number of overhead primary main and lateral lines, as opposed to secondary feeders or service drops.
Hold on, because I'm sure that there's probably only one or two electrical engineers listening to us right now, and one of them is not at this table.
Gotcha.
So I need you to back that up, turn the power off, regroup, turn the power back on, and explain to me what you just said.
Okay. Let me go ahead and break it down. So DC Plug is, again, it's geared towards just undergrounding certain overhead power lines, specifically the power lines that are known as primary, main, or lateral lines. In other words, those are lines that typically are either connected directly to the substation or that actually run directly off a line connected to the substation. Those are the power lines that serve the most people.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only lines, at least to the degree that they're selected pursuant to DC Plug, that those are only ones that would be going underground. A secondary line, again, it serves a lot fewer people. A service drop, it serves an individual customer. Those are lines that typically tend to run from a transformer. A transformer directly to the customer. They serve a lot fewer people, so therefore they're not going underground because it would not be cost effective.
Hold your point, because I've got to take a break.
Sure.
But before I do take this break, I need to let people know, how can you find out about the hearings, where they are? Is there a web address? Where can they find that information?
Yes, it's on the Public Service Commission's website, which is DC Public Service Commission, DCPSC.org. They're up there. There are four hearings coming up on Friday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week, and I can give you the dates and times and places when you come back.
And you don't have to do that at the moment,
okay,
because, like I said, I have to take a break,
sure,
but the website is dcpsc.org. That's
correct.
dcpsc.org.
Right, and it's right on the homepage when you open it up. There's a flash there with the information.
And I'll make sure that I put that on our website on whur.com after the program.
Right.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call. We are talking